Here's another one for you. Drone technology may be complicating the U.S. relationship with Pakistan. The Washington Post is reporting that Pakistani officials have known about and in some cases explicitly endorsed U.S. drone strikes in Pakistan. The CIA's Counterterrorism Center has routinely briefed officials in the Pakistani government on the strikes, targets, and casualty counts. That's a level of cooperation that may come as a surprise to some average Pakistanis.
We have agreed to further strengthen this cooperation. I also brought up the issue of drones in our meeting, emphasizing the need for an end to such strikes.
That's no average Pakistani there. It's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. After a warm and cordial meeting with President Obama this week, Prime Minister Sharif is a vocal critic of the drone program, and yet he has an important stake in maintaining and improving relations with the U.S. With us on the line is Akbar Ahmed, Pakistan's former ambassador to the United Kingdom. Akbar, welcome to the program.
Great to be back, my friend.
You know, it's always good to talk to you. I'm wondering, domestically in Pakistan, how significant these revelations are.
It's not particularly explosive because people have long suspected it. And in fact, if you recall, a couple of months ago, President Musharraf admitted it. He admitted to being complicit in the drone program. What is significant in this visit of Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif to Washington is the fact that it took place at all. Relations between the two countries and the two countries need to be in a situation of mutual cooperation, mutual alliance for mutual benefits. The relationship has been on a downward spiral, and this visit has halted that spiral and, I suspect, even turned it around. So the atmosphere was cordial. It was understanding. There was a lot of empathy on both sides, and there was not much of a fuss about the drone program.
Although, how can Nawaz Sharif project that he is opposed to the drone program and yet admit and acknowledge that Pakistani officials are briefed beforehand when drone strikes take place?
You're right. It puts him in a very awkward position because he has publicly said before the elections and after becoming prime minister that he will stop the use of the drone in the territories of Pakistan. And Imran Khan, another very prominent politician in Pakistan, actually said, the day I become prime minister, I'll order the Pakistan Air Force to shoot down the drones. So you can see the emotions are very, very high in Pakistan about this program, which in a sense has become symbolic of all that is wrong in the relationship between America and Pakistan, and that is why it is such a crucial issue. Now, Nawaz Sharif has to go back and convince the people of Pakistan to have more patience, to tackle the scourge of the militants, the suicide bombers and so on, and tackle that seriously and focus on economic development and somehow persuade Pakistanis that the drone program tacitly will be either slowed down or even suspended for the time being.
Do you think there's a call on the part of the military within Pakistan to get its own drone program, forget the U.S., to actually share that technology with the Pakistanis?
Well, you know, this is a concern of mine, which I raised in my book, The Thistle and the Drone, which is about this whole business of drones being used in tribal societies, that very soon, although the United States has taken the lead in this, very soon there will be many, many countries around the world with their own drone programs. And it's not very difficult to put up, fly up in the air. And they would then be risking crossing international borders. You'll have all sorts of incidents between neighbors and it really is a frightening scenario in the future. So this whole episode, focused on Pakistan as it is, should give us pause for thought and say, where are we going into the 21st century in the next couple of decades?
Let's also look ahead on the transition that's going to take place next year in Afghanistan. I'm wondering how much the U.S. needs Pakistan to be on board with it, to be cooperative with it, to put aside political differences between the Afghan government, whatever it should be, and the Pakistani government to make sure that that transition is peaceful.
Very important, very important. And that is why you're seeing a complete change in tone from Washington. Secretary Kerry, who met Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, we all Pakistani community leaders had dinner with the Prime Minister on the 21st, and he shared this with us in speaking informally. He said, I met Secretary Kerry the night before and the head of the CIA and the Secretary of Defense. And he said this. He said that, in fact, Secretary Secretary Kerry underline how important Pakistan is for the United States. It's not only the drawdown, but look into the future. Once America leaves Afghanistan, and I hope not completely, it still needs a strong foothold there, because that region is vital to American political interests, geopolitical, economic interests. That is, on the one side, you have China, you have India in the south, you have Central Asia in the north, the Arab world and Iran to the west. America has to be there. And what is the route into Afghanistan? It is Pakistan.
Akbar Ahmed, I happen to know that on occasion you have the ear of Prime Minister Sharif, and he listens to you as well. Without violating any confidences here, does he think the Afghan elections are going to go well, or the Taliban, will they be able to scuttle this transition?
Well, first of all, I'm not sure he or any political figure listens to me at all. Your scholars on campus are, you know, just have to say what they have to say. But he was aware in the talk he gave us. He talked in Urdu, which is more informal than a prepared English text, which he put aside. He talked about the problems in that neighborhood. Remember, he's got Afghanistan on one side and India on the other side. He talked very soberly. He talked about the importance of setting our own house in order. He talked to Pakistanis saying, we always blame outsiders. You know, Pakistanis are very quick to blame Americans or Indians for all the problems of Pakistan. He said, no, the time has come to be very self-reflective, to look at ourselves and say, who is responsible for this mess?
Akbar Ahmed is chair of the Islamic Studies Department at American University and Pakistan's former ambassador to the United Kingdom, author of the book The Thistle and the Drone, How America's War on Terror Became a Global War on Tribal Islam. Thanks so much.
Thank you.